Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Steven. Steven's here for one of the best segments ever, Stories of the Week. That's our theme song. Steven, of course, is a writer over at Heavy, along with myself. And Steven, I want to hear what you think is the biggest story of the week. You know what? Before I do that, here's a little story of the week. I always point the wrong way on these shows. So just to make sure I'm pointing now at Steven, for the first time, I'm pointing correctly at somebody in a Zoom interview. Go.
Perfect. Okay, biggest story of the week for me personally. First of all, the big win, Jake Paul taking out Ben Askren. I mean, maybe it's not the biggest win in terms of skill or competition in combat sports this week. However, it's the biggest, most high-profile win of the week when Paul finished Askren via TKO. Okay, so we got that, right? That's all great. Everyone knows about that. What my biggest story is now coming out of that is all of these UFC fighters or former fighters, UFC fighters or Bellator fighters calling out Jake Paul wanting to fight him next. And there's multiple people. So I'm just going to run through a list here. So you have Tyron Woodley, who went on to ESPN, talked to, I believe it was Errol Helwani, wanting to fight Jake Paul, box Jake Paul, or fight him in MMA. Obviously, it'll never happen. So box Jake Paul. If you guys don't know, Tyron Woodley and Ben Askren are close. They've been close for years and years. Tyron Woodley was with Ben Askren at the fight on Saturday night. So Tyron Woodley wants a piece of him. UFC legend BJ Penn wants a piece of Jake Paul. Mike Perry, who has sparred Jake Paul. Jake Paul kind of put him on blast, saying that he beat him up. So Mike Perry wants to box Jake Paul. You got Uriah Hall, who didn't outwardly say that he would want to do it, but he said that if he did fight him, he would, and I quote, kill Jake Paul. Then you have Phil Baroni, you know, the New York badass, you know, longtime UFC fighter, old school guy. He wants to fight him. And then there's Dylan Danis, Bellator 2-0 MMA fighter, jiu-jitsu black belt. Got a lot of guys calling out Jake Paul. What do you think, Kelsey?
I'm curious who you think, Steven, you would like to see out of those people you named, or even, you know, first out of those people you named, who would you pick to be the next guy in against Jake Paul?
So if I was Jake Paul's team.
No. If you're Steven.
I just put in my application hoping to get hired.
Okay. Steven. Yeah. Okay. If you're looking for that, maybe you use this. They might be watching.
But you know what? I think it's the same answer, actually. So from my opinion, and Jake Paul's team, I think maybe it's going to be the same. I would say Dylan Danis. Okay. They already have, out of the guys that I just listed, they arguably have the biggest rivalry, right? Like, they've gone back and forth on social media for a long time now. Dylan Danis has said he wants to box Jake Paul, Jake Paul vice versa. Danis is right now recovering from a knee injury. Hopefully he'll be ready to go soon. I think there's so much built up animosity between the two guys. If I'm Jake Paul, you still don't really want to box somebody that has really good hands. Dylan Danis, you know, he has been practicing his hands, but he's a jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
So you would have, Paul would possibly have, you know, a better chance of beating him than a lot of these other guys on the list, obviously like a Tyron Woodley or like a Mike Perry. Also, this, if you guys don't know, Dylan Danis is super close to Conor McGregor, right? Like, they've trained together plenty of times. Danis has helped McGregor with his jiu-jitsu. We all know that Paul's main goal here is to get to Conor McGregor. In an interview before his fight against Askren, he said that he hopes to fight Conor McGregor in the boxing ring within the next 24 months. How do you get closer to Conor McGregor? Well, you take out one of McGregor's good friends, Dylan Danis. So I think there's amazing storyline. Technically, if I'm Paul, I think that this is a winnable fight and also takes you next step closer to your biggest goal, Conor McGregor. What do you think, Kelsey?
I think that your reasoning is right on. For my personal preference would not to be see him in the ring, a boxing ring with a jiu-jitsu guy. I want to see him in the boxing ring with somebody who can throw hands a little bit, because Jake Paul has shown that he can really fight. So I think I would rather see that. But you're right. If he considers Conor McGregor the big boss in his game of life, then why not go after Dylan Danis? And that would be a heck of a promotion as well.
What name would you pick though, Kelsey? If you could pick a guy with hands that you want to see face Paul, who would you pick?
I mean, I would just, the lowest hanging fruit there, I think, is Tyron Woodley, because to me, that he does have some hands. He has better hands than Dylan Danis. But Tyron Woodley is also on a five-fight losing skid, I think, in the UFC. He's looked pretty terrible. Well, he's looked not what he used to be. He didn't look terrible in his last fight. He just got caught and knocked out in that fight. I do think that, you know, Paul's 190. I don't know what Tyron walks around at, but it's closer to that, I would think, naturally, just judging by his physique, than what Ben Askren normally weighs. But still, I think that Jake's a little bigger than him. I think Jake has just been focused on boxing, so I'm intrigued about that fight.
Yeah, I like the storyline. That would be my second pick. I like the storyline with him and Tyron Woodley also. Paul just beat Askren, who's Tyron's really good friend. They have this rivalry now. There's those videos flowing around Instagram of Tyron in the back room with Jake Paul and Jake Paul's team. There's some real there's a really great built-in storyline. And in terms of hands, I mean, yeah, Tyron Woodley can crack. We know that. He stood and struck with the best of them, Robbie Lawler, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, right? You know, he got knocked out by Vicente Luque, but, yo, Woodley cracked Vicente a few times too, right?
Yeah.
So he's got hands. So if you want that, and then he's powerful, and just, oh, man, that buildup would be insane.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I like their little altercation, you know, that they had to run in before the fight. Woodley was there to support his friend Ben Askew. How about Michael Buffer calling him Ben Askew and it visibly affecting Askew?
Oh man,
that's we should have known he was in trouble right then.
So brutal.
Was that on purpose?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. TMZ. I think it was TMZ. No, it was Too Fab spoke with Michael Buffer at the airport. It looked like. And he just said he messed up and he's going to reach out to Askren about it.
Probably like what screwed his brain up. He was like, what happened? Who am I?
Wait, wrong guy. I'm the wrong guy. I shouldn't be here.
Well, I'm going to DQ on my story of the week because I think it fits better than what we're talking about. I originally said I was going to talk about how Dana White said he doesn't want to send any more fighters against Jake Paul in a boxing ring. He basically threatened to sue Jake Paul. We'll leave a link in the show notes. However, let's talk about the guy that Jake Paul actually called out on social media, Daniel Cormier, saying that he could beat up Daniel Cormier in a boxing ring. I've been, I think, more supportive than most longtime, especially longtime boxing writers about Jake Paul in the boxing world and really complimentary of his skills as well. However, I'm not sure if I'm sold, Steven, from what I've seen, that Jake Paul could beat up Daniel Cormier in a boxing ring. Daniel Cormier, a big guy. He's not going to outweigh Daniel Cormier, first of all. And Daniel Cormier, of course, he's known for his awesome wrestling credentials. He's a great wrestler. But Daniel Cormier can fight. He's got some hands. He stood there and banged out with Stipe Miocic before, who was a Golden Gloves boxer before he was UFC champion as well. So I wonder, what do you think about that?
Cormier has to be every bit of 260 pounds right now. So he's got like 60 pounds on Paul. You know, Cormier has hands. He can strike. I mean, yeah, he's known for his wrestling, but if you look at a lot of his, like, you know, a lot of his wins, he got them with his hands and with striking, right? And even his, some of his losses, he lost, but he was striking with them. Yeah. What do I think of that? I mean, Cormier doesn't want the fight. He made that quite clear on his show earlier this week. It's a good call out from Paul because Cormier obviously is one of the most well-known fighters, and Cormier has such a big platform now with his ESPN gig and working as UFC color commentator. I mean, as an MMA fan, I'd love to see Cormier back in the ring and do that, but I just would never see that happening.
But see, when I hear him call, because Jake Paul legitimately believes that he could beat up Daniel Cormier, and that level of confidence fascinates me. You know, when Kamaru Usman called out Conor McGregor, he wasn't trying to climb into the octagon with Usman, at least not yet, because I think that he knows that Usman's a lot bigger than him. Daniel Cormier is a lot bigger. He's a really great dirty boxer, right? He's really great at boxing and then throwing in other moves like elbows and whatever to beat people up. That fight fascinates me. Who would you think would win that fight, Steven? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I would pick Cormier. Have to pick Cormier just with his experience, with his power, with his size. We know he can take a shot. He's literally taking shots from guys that weigh 240 pounds. He's taking shots from Anthony Rumble Johnson, one of the hardest hitters ever in the UFC. I know it's pure boxing, right? It'd be a boxing match, but still, I have to pick Cormier. I think that Paul, he's just riding such a high right now. And he's, you know, every time he's stepped in, he's finished his opponent really quickly. So I'm not surprised that he has all the confidence in the world. Do I think that Paul could put up a good boxing match with Cormier? Probably, but I still feel like we still haven't seen Paul get dragged into deep waters. We haven't seen somebody actually bring a fight to him, you know? So, and then I think Cormier would be able to do that. And then, you know, I think he would take over from there, but there's still so many unknowns with Paul, but just from, like I said, from the experience level and everything, Cormier all day.
Well, I'm going to DQ again. I'm going to pick Jake Paul, and I'm going to tell you why, Steven. I think that if you're Daniel Cormier and you're one of the best UFC fighters ever, you're buying into this narrative of, oh, we need an MMA guy to go take care of this Jake Paul kid. Why don't you just dust off your gloves and do it yourself? I think it showed weakness in him saying, like, whatever excuse he made not to fight, I don't like it. That makes me think that maybe he just doesn't want those hands for a reason.
I see how I view it as Cormier. He has nothing to prove. The guy's a two-time, you know, UFC champion. The other guy's a YouTuber who's just got into boxing. He's only had four fights if you include his amateur fighting. I think Cormier is so comfortable in his life now, and he's just done with fighting. He's done. He's retired. And it's not, he does not have a confidence issue, Cormier, right? And he does, just because Jake Paul's calling him out, calling him fat, things like that. That does not upset Cormier. And I'm sure, I don't think this rattles Cormier too much.
I'm probably just being a little like our good friend Chael Sonnen, right? I'm just being a contrarian for contrarian's sake. But you know what? That's what we do here on Stories of the Week. We want to thank you for watching our show. You can find us here on YouTube. He's Steven. I'm Kelsey. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and also don't forget to go like our Heavy on UFC Facebook page. Thanks for watching.